Well, Trevor, first of all, disappointment, obviously, and thought close in the end, but it had got away from you.
We started on fire, to be honest. We dealt with everything that they threw at us for a wee while, and we got it right at the start, and then, you could say maybe we didn't capitalise then on that wee bit of fortune.
Yeah, you went 4-1 up, I think, but yeah. All of a sudden, we looked at the scoreboard and they were back level.
We let them back in, you know what I mean, we did, we give them opportunities, we left wee holes to let them back in, and it just shows you what, you know, Glenties are all about. They can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were very clinical when they got their opportunities. They moved the ball very well, you know. Yeah. It's probably on our own fault as well. We could have closed them up, and we should have opened more of a gap.
You got a goal, but it was disallowed first. Pick up the ground. What did you make of that?
You don't want to be standing here now debating, you know, refs or linesmen or umpires or anything like that. There now, probably we could have been a wee bit more fortunate on side. I think Gavin was hung off by the time he got that ball. He done very well to get that ball up, and even held on to it. From where I was now, it was a good bit away. But I mean, we had an opportunity. Probably another opportunity for a goal as well, where Ethan was in, you know, and he decided to go take the point, you know, and they got a good block on.
Yeah,
you know, any other day, Ethan would just steam past his player and stick that.
Nevertheless, 6-4 down at half time, you were in a good enough place. Were you at half time, or what was the feeling?
No, we felt very good at half time. We did when we were in the dressing room. We felt, you know, we're close enough, and we're one of the teams that can crawl that gap back, and we knew that next score was going to be vital, and, you know, to stretch it to 3 or bring it back to 1 was massive.
And you brought
it
back to 1.
And we brought it back to 1, and they did what we asked. I mean, you know, they done very well to bring that back to 1 and then bring back the level that game as well, you know, which was, it was massive, like,
yeah.
You know, and to level it 7-7, that next score was going to be vital then too, again. We knew that there wasn't going to be a lot of scores in this game in the second half, and we knew every one of them was going to be vital.
But they took a grip on that middle third, didn't they, the second half?
They did now. Well, we had a lot of men probably that outworked themselves, you know, we're working very, very hard and it tired us up and down, and it's not an easy job, and it comes from this defensive play that we're, you know, that's gone on and on a goal for years.
We're trying
to get away from it, you know, and you need that in Hutchin athletes, you need to play them roles.
It's hard to, when you look at the scoreboard, to see that we only scored 7 points, what, 3/4 of the game, like it is, for the amount of possession, because it was a fine game to watch.
We were probably, you know, we definitely deserved more out of the game scoring wise. I mean, we'd done everything else right, we just didn't put it on the board, and that was probably one of the things we prided ourselves earlier in the year, was putting up big scores, you know, for a change and good order, but we just didn't get
the goal, but it came too late.
But you know what, it was nice to see that goal coming, because they went out fighting, get over and lie down at any stage, and you know, it was nice to see them young boys. If you have a bit more faith in them young boys and bring them on, you know, with them legs.
Looking back on the year now, obviously you were a late starter, it was tough at the start, but what's your reflection, how would you view it?
I late to come in, and but only too happy to come in. I mean, it was a massive job for me and a massive opportunity for me. It was a massive learning curve, and I mean, I've gained a serious amount of, you know, experience from being get over now. It's you know, throughout the county, everybody's asking you, what are you doing down there? But I mean,
you really had to build a team, because you lost so many players.
Yeah, we were very unfortunate with injury, and I mean, you couldn't manage. They were a brilliant bunch, you know, to go down to. I mean, it's not like you were going to. I mean, it was daunting at the start. I'll not lie, it was very, very daunting going down at the start. You have a lot of big players there, and do you know what? Every one of them, they were top men, and injuries throughout the year. I mean, with Oran McFadden Ferry, and you know, Eamon Collum going away, and Michael Carroll, and you know, different boys there that you just had to do without. Like, the injuries were serious. Niall Friel, James O'Boyle, you know, the list goes on. It was hard for them this year to come back. And Oran McNeillis himself, had an injury there that he's crawling back from. To be fair, they all worked hard, and they all tried their best to get back in there, you know, and hold it together. And they didn't disgrace themselves. I know maybe that game got away from ourselves, but they didn't disgrace themselves in the county final, and I'll tell you that.